and you know what Berakha is saying. If you know what Berakha is saying, you answer Amen even if you didn't hear it.
But what I heard from someone, that only the Berakha the Sefer Torah,
yeah.
If you don't hear it direct from the Oleh, you
know. As long as you know what he said, and people answer Amen, you know what they answered Amen on, you can
even
answer
Amen.
Yeah. You can answer Amen.
But
if you don't know what did he say, you heard people saying Amen, you don't know what Berakha did he say. Maybe Rishona, maybe Ahavana, you don't know. You weren't there, you came in, you can't say. But when you know, Raya Gemara said, in Beta Knesset by Alexandria, because Jewish people were in the time that of Beta Magdash by Chini. There were many people went to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. In Alexandria there were millions of Jews. And they had a very, very big place that they prayed there, and thousands of people. They never heard the Hazan. What did they do? The Hazan was saying Berakha. They waved the handkerchief. The flag. They waved the flag. Say Amen. They didn't hear any Berakha. But they know which Berakha. Now it's the first Berakha. It's Magen Abraham. The first Berakha, Magen Abraham. The second, you know, the second, they already did a figure. What?
In Cairo.
Yeah, they used
outside
to have.
In the outside.
See, in Cairo, they used to have microphone. And they used to read on Shabbat with a microphone. Orthodox people. What happened when there came this new microphone? It was new. You know, when we were children, that's when it started. Microphone wasn't
the
before.
Started.
I mean, electrical microphone. And there came, there was a rabbi there, Abedin, Hacham Yudam HaSanatah. They asked him, he didn't know what it is. He asked him to describe to him. Came engineers telling him everything. After all their explanation to him, he thought, it's mutar. He doesn't see anything wrong being done. He told him mutar, and they did it. But then came other engineers, they were explaining to him, and they told him, no, there is an effect by the people on the electric, what they do. And he heard that, he felt very bad. But he couldn't already stop them after he gave them the okay before. Allah Shalom Niftar, he passed away. I remember, when he passed away, they wanted rabbis from Israel. Hamadon Shwake sent a delegation to Israel, to Bezapia. That they need a rabbi for it to be a bedin and to be the head of yeshiva. So they don't have. And he suggested whom to go, and then he didn't go, and that at the end he ended two going. Chacham Avadia Yosef and Chacham Shlomo Katzin. Chacham Shlomo Katzin went as a bedin, Chacham Avadia Rosh Yeshiva. It was divided. Chacham Shlomo Katzin stayed there for a while. And Gamal Abdel Nasser ordered him to leave the country within 3 days. Why? He used to speak to, in his speeches, used to be like FBI from the Egyptians, to listen exactly what goes on among the Jews.
No, they used to make speeches
that they should buy land in Israel. Zionist. And thank God that he changed him out. Otherwise, he would be in jail for a long time. Send him out. He went. When he left, Hamamad had to take the job of Bidin too. Then he came up Bidin, he started checking everything. One of the things called the Jewish hospital was Taref. All the food Taref. He started finding, why? This is a Jewish hospital. It's ours. It has to be only kosher. The committee didn't want to listen. He made noise. The whole world was revolutionary. The people were with the rabbi. Yeah? He forced them to put kosher, but they hated him for that. The committee were people, irreligious. They were fighting on everything. Then came the microphone. came to the microphone, they didn't want to listen to him. He went forcefully, and he rose, and he told them that, he stopped him. Told them absolutely wrong. Hilul Shabbat. And he stopped him. That means, it was, it's true what he told you. That it was with a microphone, unfortunately, with that. A mistake.
They have even now some shuls Orthodox, Baltimore, where the rabbis allow it.
Places in hospital, emergency, government. They made for government religious officials in the government that such a kind of a telephone that they would be able to answer that there is no Hilul Shabbat in it. But for special people, very difficult to do it for everyone, impossible. And that's not approved from this. That's done by people that they made a special research and they went into deep into the halacha and they made some kind. They did in the hospital also. How could they be in the hospital? Kohen can come in or not? The hospital that they keep this is Shaare Tzedek, of the Balach Hospital, they used to call it. Shaare Tzedek. They have a system, but then a mat over here, a Kohen can go in all. They move the mat to another one. Doors closes, open, and never would be. That the Tum'ah goes from one to another, a seal. That means that they made it in such a way that can go in. And they find ways, but those hospitals, religious hospitals, they do it. And this is the damn thing, we say, a telephone, not from that, because there is a telephone that they answer, means it's okay. It's not okay, that special kind of a telephone, which it conforms with halakha. It's okay. All right, now. Every Koreh has to say bracha before, bracha after, and he must look at where he is going to start. They start reading for him. He has to look at it. The custom is also to kiss it, but should not put his hand on it. Over the kerchief, over his tzitzit, but not to put his hand, because it's written, Bominana to face Sefer Torah Arum. That means it's very bad. And therefore, if a Sefer Torah without kerchief, he puts his hand on it, it's bad. Therefore, they want not to. But he has to look at least, where he's going to read for him, and then he says the Beracha. When he says the Beracha, should not look at the Sefer Torah and say the Beracha. Turns his head away to the right side. In order to say the Beracha, to show that he is not reading the Beracha from Sefer Torah. And the custom is what? That they put the kerchief in order to close it, to cover it. Ashkenazim, they close the Sefer Torah. They roll it, you know, because it's lying down. They roll it and say the Beracha, and then they open it. Every time say the Beracha. But we don't. We leave it open by put the kerchief to cover the ladder in order that he should not say, look, saying Beracha from Sefer Torah. Now, the Ole finishes to it. This also, many good Hazanim don't pay attention to it. And they're wrong. The Ole finishes to it. Sefer Torah is open. Or you close it, or you cover it. It has to be covered and not covered for Sefer Torah. That they will talk, they will say everything while it is open. Because it's written in the Tanakh, when one Sefer Torah is open, he's not allowed to say anything. Ufotho, amadu, en amida, la shetika. The Gemara says, amida means shetika. How could they say anything when Sefer Torah is open? Especially those Hazanim. He wants to say Mishapira, he turns his back to the Sefer Torah, everybody to see Mishapira. You should not put their back to the Sefer Torah. Shema Yisrael, how much They warned us about it. They asked even if there is a Sefer Torah in the Echad, how can a rabbi stand up and say, speak to the people, and he's back to the Echad? They spoke so much about it in the book, still they say, Shushil Kavod Tzibur Mutar. But otherwise, it would be so. That means it's so.
It
was a question of it. Even covered. This I said. That they're back to the Khan, they didn't like it. Chosh can back to the Sefer Torah itself. Again, Shem Kavod Tzibur, Echal Tzibur, I said that. The same thing. Otherwise, it would be the Kohanim on the side. They would not allow them. The only name is called Kavod Tzibur, they would have. Same thing. I said the speech.
If the Sefer Torah is on the Teva, is it haram to leave it alone and somebody not standing there?
Not Kavod. They should stand, yeah.
What if somebody
is... No, if it is... Kavod Teva, the Elman, the Maserat Fahim, the Alakha, the Mutar, but
the Sefer Torah,
Mishu Omer. Sometimes
they speak from
behind it. Huh?
Sometimes they speak from behind it.
From behind the Sefer Torah?
Yeah,
now, a person, when he says Berachah, he has to say it out loud that people will hear it. Many, many Paskim, they say, if they didn't say it out loud, he has to say Berachah over again. Say Barakhu, after the Barakhu, the people answer, they don't say Baruch Hashem Barakhu, all right, they go straight to Barakhu. This is many. They have to warn them. The one who is saying Barakhu, after the people say Baruch Hashem Barakhu, he has to also repeat to say Baruch Hashem Barakhu. What makes him patur? Only tell them Baruch Hashem, and then how about you, mister? He has to say also Baruch Hashem Barakhu. Person was reading Bechot HaShachar. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekim Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedoshem Satan Sma'ad, Baruch Atah Rabbah Arad Nashon, Baruch Atah Hashem HaBal Mekol HaMinit, Baruch Atah Hashem Atan Torah, the minute he finished, Baruch Atah Hashem Torah, they call him up to the Torah. What should he do now? Say Berachah again or not? He says Berachah again. Even though he didn't read Torah yet. He said, just say Berachah. It's a Sefer Chagim, because this was Nitkan Aliyah for Sefer Torah. This is for Torah that he reads the whole day. Two separate Berachot. One Berachah after another. Now, when we say the Berachah, we say, Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Amim and Natan Lanu Torato. We come to the Berachah Ahrona. Shunatan Lanu Torato Torat Emet. בחיי העולם נתם תכם. מה זה אומר בחיי העולם נתם? הוא יסד, השם תלם תורת אותו אדמת, יסד את תורה. עוד שכן בחיי העולם נתם תכם. הרב יסד, when he said השם נתם תורת אותו אדמת, he has to think in mind, talking about חמישה חמשי תורה, זה תורה, זה תורת גייבת. בחיי העולם נתם תכם, זה תורה שבעל פה. Because they give eternal life. That's it, the Torah, Shiba'al Pei, V'chaya Olam, Matam V'chaya. When a person reads the Torah, here is another one, that they don't pay attention to it. He has to put his hand on the case of Sefer Torah, or even Sefer Torah itself with a kerchief. Ashkenazim, they hold the Amud. We should hold at least the case of Sefer Torah. Kavod Torah, that she is, when you come to read the Torah, you read it well, you hold it. That means to show your אהבה לתורה. Not like that, not kavod. He's reading without holding the Torah. What did the Pasuk say?
You don't want to be
not talking
about
the
Torah.
What?
Yeah,
the Torah. Holding the Torah, not about the Torah. No, the one, the Ole, I said Ole. The person was reading Torah, he couldn't continue. Comes now, want to read. What does he start with? Beginning or continue? Of course, continues. Pasur, or Bildad Pasur. Pasur couldn't continue. Hazam, something. Comes another one, continues. Continue to read.
Who said the second Berakha? The guy who replaced him just said Berakha Adonai.
That's right.
Okay.
Very good. Alan says he says the two Berakhot, but there's Mahloket in it, that's why. Okay. If a person was reading the Torah, it said Berakha, Berakat HaTorah, all of a sudden he spoke, he said something before they started reading. לכן has to repeat it. But if they read few psukim, and then he spoke, they can continue to read without, because since already he said Berakha on something that he read it. But if they didn't, that has it. I've come in now many times also, I've said even quiet, to keep quiet and not read, there is a shi'ur of time that becomes a sick. And here, we have Mr. President. They come in, the Ole said, Natena Torah. Wait. Don't start. He waits and he waits. Sometimes 2 minutes, he becomes upset. I never listened to him when I used to read. I used to start, then I start. Because it shouldn't be upset between the Berakha and the...
Very short.
Alicha, walking of 22 amot. 22 amot, that 44 feet. How long it takes to walk 44 feet? Average of walking. I don't know. Depend on the person. You all, it will take you half a minute. That will take me a minute and a half.
I'll take a long time.
Depends. It's a person that has... long steps, the person short. But average man, we're talking average man, what would be average? I remember, I think in the books they gave shiur and time, I don't remember exactly. But that means short time. The same thing nitira. Person makes nitira, then he goes to the hamotzi somewhere else. If from the nitira till the hamotzi there is a walking of 22 amot, it's a sick. Even though he didn't talk. Therefore, what do you do? You see by Ashkenazim, there is a party.
Why would there be a sect? The Neti, the Berakha, the Netila, without the Netila.
No, but it's not allowed. Not allowed to be between Netila and Hamotzi to start long. The Netila belongs to the Hamotzi. And has to be, not to be a sect. And not more than 22 amot walking. And sometimes you see the Netila, you go on party in the Netila, some corner, till you reach your place, there is 50 amot. Very good, that's what I was saying. That's why what they do, they put pieces of bread there.
Comes Shabbat, then Shabbat, for example. We make abdus, and then we go to wash. Mashallah, they're standing in line. The first one washes and goes and waits. 10 minutes until...
4 minutes.
10 minutes until you get to the regard to say the
Berakha. Yeah, that's why we tell them to rush. Otherwise, you will have to say Hamotzi every one of himself.
Now, I'm studying online and we study.
That's why the, the one that's better, the one that says Hamotzi, to be the last one.
They rely on the last one. How about the other?
Yeah, it's okay, because then... Yeah, but not to talk.
No, they don't talk, but they have to wait for you. You watch the last one.
I do the same thing.
The line up.
Okay.
can you dry your hand? Does that help? You keep drying your hand.
What do you mean?
No, would you do way,
you take the towel.
Say it very slowly.
You mean he's busy wiping?
Yeah.
How is he misleading? He's not misleading.
Stay to it.
What about between the Sefer Torah and the second Beracha? Does that have sex too? And some people say, Emet Torah Teno Kedoshah.
No, it's wrong. Said, sure, Paschim wrote about it that should not say Emet Torah Teno Kedoshah. They think, ooh, God. Emet Torah Teno Kedoshah. Some of them say, Met Torah Teno Kedoshah. Met. Listen, what like Jom Mevorach? Emet! Emet! He says to the man, all this is a matter of time because the Shah is upset. You see it? I saw them the Hakamim, they call them to the Hakamim, they call them Hakamim, they say a matter of time because the Shah. Or they say, Emet! It's wrong. Even after that, they say, after that, is Mahloket, if you could say Goalin, Hashem says, okay, the Minhag is to say Goalin. But somebody else, Baruch Hashem la'olam en amin, Baruch Hashem la'olam en amin, definitely it's it. Go'alenu, this pasuk of Nevi'im. Therefore, if he said go'alenu, it's not upset. The custom is okay to say. But to add Baruch Hashem la'olam en amin, that's absolutely wrong. Even there they tell you upset. Chol sheken in Torah. But to add different things before the Baruch Ha'ona. That means a person has to be careful with these things, not to add.
Yeah, I think
there is a person came. They told him to say beracha and adeh. He came. He started reading. You read the wrong place, wrong parasha, wrong. Then he realized. He said beracha, rishona, aharona. Or even he didn't say at all. Said beracha rishona. Then, this is not the parasha, what he looked. Turn it. He's done it. Should he say bracha again or not? Mahloket. He says, Mahloket, sefek brachot la'akel. But imagine how much they have to be careful that he is going to look at a place that he's supposed to read, not to have. La'alakha le'ma'aseh, they don't say bracha again. It says Mahloket. But they have to be careful that they are in the right place that they're going. Turn the pages from place to place, it's wrong. Now, when he reads the Torah, he must be standing, not sitting. And standing means not leaning on something else. What's called leaning? If he is leaning on something like this, that if you take the things, he will fall down, that's called leaning. But if that's his hand is like this, take it out, still he's not falling. That's not called leaning. This is just like an Amidah. Amidah, the same thing. If a person stands in Amidah, unless he's an old man or sick, that's a different thing. A man in good health, he's not supposed to lean during Amidah on something else. That means if he's standing in the Torah like this, you can see readers of Torah, you can see Hazan, Amidah, and he's absolutely on the Torah like this. Take the Torah out, you'll fall down. Then therefore, he's not allowed. That means that's called nismach al, but teva or al shulchan is not allowed. Somech atzmo. But if it's not, even though he puts his hand over there, they take it, doesn't mean anything. All depends if he's really leaning on the thing or not. Yeah, if a person, as I said, mashallah, sometimes a person, if you tell him not to lean, he will lose balance before. From heavy weight and so on. Yeah, that's what I said. Depend on. Okay. The reader reads loud. The ole must be very careful not to disturb the reader during time. He wants to read and do the mitzvah. I tell you good. But don't read in such a way that will disturb the reader. Be careful that he reads for himself. Without disturbing the reader. Chol sheken, that you shouldn't be out loud, the people will hear too, no good. Tereka aleihem, la mishtame'uni, megillah, they said, mituch ahava, chibad, they want to say, they concentrate on one. But otherwise, Terek Kalei L'Mishtame. It's not supposed to be two that they sing the words out loud. Then, Maran says, if the Ole doesn't read with the Hazan, close to be Biracha al-Batala, what he said. If he doesn't read, imagine. But he's warning to say it low. But he insists, Maran, that they should say it. Yeah. How many do that? Very few. Okay. Maran Omer, it says that there was a custom in many places that Hazan says the word and he waits that the Ole repeats it again, that he used to be very particular that the Ole should do it. Shema Yisrael could do it today, same thing. Impossible. When the Hazan is the Ole, somebody else has, then next thing, you have to say, what's the term? This they learned it from the time that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He gave the Torah to Moshe, to the people. The same thing here. When you are taking something, there is somebody next to you that's handling it like to someone being given to. Huh?
Almost three people.
Yeah, even it's for the industry. Sephardim used to be there. Some Chimers, they did always, they used to put two. But now they don't. Many times you see, Shalishan, they call it here. Oh, Isaac Kendi used to be, then his brother Jack Kendi, then now the other reader, Victor Antavis, then Leon Kendi. Leon Kendi reads, Victor Antavis then. But really, sometimes they are disturbed more than the helper. First of all, they don't help, and sometimes they disturb. Depend on the reader. If the reader is very good, doesn't need them.
They have no reader.
They have what?
No reader.
What is scary? Yeah, that's last summer they told me also was. They told me. No. They told me last summer. Now I heard that he's going to be good. I don't know if so. That's what they told me. That they stopped the others.
Is it a bit too slow? I don't know.
It's too slow.
It's slow.
You heard him? Yes, it's good?
Yeah, he sings too much. Even
the
prayer, it's too long.
Oh,
he's Hazan
though?
Who?
Skye.
I know his first name.
He has a brother here in Betala. Skye, yeah.
Put the S for
him.
Where's he from? Yeah. Why? What has he as Raskye?
Came from Argentina. Yeah, that's
Argentina.
His brother.
Originally from
Halabas, he was
from Argentina.
Yeah. They
brought
him, okay.
And he's
going to
teach in
Yeshiva? He's going to Yeshiva? I don't know.
Yeah. He's getting
44,000
from one place and 30,000
from
another place. So he's getting over
50,000. Yeah. They wanted to do that, Hamshel? They
didn't
want
to. They gave him the Yeshiva and Yeshiva. That's what I heard
about. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's good, it's okay. They need teachers, good teachers.
But does he know English? Teach
English? Maybe he does.
That's only, I don't know, I'm just asking. But once the kid doesn't
understand
Spanish,
right?
He knows Spanish.
Okay.